buy now, pay later. It's a pretty compelling proposition for consumers, many of whom have budgets that are already pretty stretched. Well, that's the idea behind an installment payment company called Sezzle. Patrick Chan is the newly appointed general manager of Sezzle's Canadian business, and he's here now to tell us about how Sezzle works. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me.
So what's the deal? How does this work?
So Sezzle represents a smarter and simpler alternative to traditional forms of credit. The concept itself is pretty simple. It's an alternate payment method that allows shoppers to budget their payments over time. They split their e-commerce purchases into four interest-free installments over 6 weeks. For the listeners who might know what layaway is, it's really similar to that, except you get the item right away. And then you pay for it over 6 weeks.
Well, I think that makes it quite different in that layaway was you buy the thing, but you don't get it
exactly until
you've paid.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you get the thing and then you pay for it afterwards.
Exactly. So a lot of times you might hear about it referred to as reverse layaway.
Right.
Yeah. So shoppers first see Sezzle typically on a participating merchant site. So this is a retailer.
They go to buy something and it's either insert your credit or pay with credit card or pay with Sezzle.
Exactly. But they will, on the product page, when they're shopping on a website, they'll see typically near the price that the product they're looking at could be paid in four installments with no interest, no impact to their credit score, and an instant approval or decision.
Capital is cheap these days, but it isn't free. So
no.
Who pays the cost of the loan?
That's a great question. So how do we make money? So Sezzle flips the traditional point of sale financing model on its head. I mean, we charge the merchant a processing fee, which is typically slightly higher than their average credit card.
Interchange fee. So say
exactly.
That's 3%. Yeah. You're what? Are you 10% or 8%?
No, we're anywhere between 4.5 to 6, depending on the volume,
etc. So they take a margin hit.
They would take a margin hit. And in return, we are proven, and we have got a ton of stats to demonstrate that we deliver material impact to things like online conversion, to their average basket size. And on top of that, Sezzle, we're responsible for all fraud checks using our proprietary risk based on our tech. And any non-payment, chargeback, or fraud risk is on us.
Now, one of the things that I can see being compelling for a buyer, but an interesting one from a business model standpoint, is that you don't conduct a credit check.
It's a soft credit check.
It's a what? It's a soft credit check. Okay, so you could decline someone based on that soft credit check?
Correct.
Ah, I see. Now, tell us more about the kind of buyer that Sezzle attracts. Is it someone who's already got a big balance on a credit card who can't afford to put anything else there? Is it someone who's underbanked and maybe doesn't have a credit card? What's the demographic?
Sure. So I'll start with what motivated our founders to found this company in the U.S. So 30% of millennials in the U.S. don't own a single credit card. And in a recent survey, millennials actually said they fear credit card more than death itself, which is a crazy stat. In Canada, the landscape isn't quite the same. Many millennials and Gen Zers do have credit cards, which have absolutely amazing benefits, but only when used in a responsible way.
Mm.
But even still, 87% of young consumers said they want a more simple way to pay over time. That's not a credit card. I think, you know, some of the stats we've seen recently are that Canadians carry an average of $23,000 each in debt. Equifax has data that shows there's a decline of people who completely pay off their credit cards each month, which is sitting at around like 56% now. And TransUnion reported that recently millennial debt was up 12.3% compared to a year ago. So
it's all worrying.
It is very worrying. So by offering our buy now, pay later solution, what we do is we provide customers with another option. So that doesn't affect their credit score. So for younger consumers, particularly Gen Z or millennials, or immigrant families like the one that I grew up in with little or no credit history, Sezzle is a great alternative to traditional credit. Another reason why shoppers love Sezzle is our checkout experience.
Mm. I'm just gonna jump in here. It says on your website that Sezzle is fully aligned with your financial interests.
Yep.
How do you mean that? Because I read it. I mean, it's not allowing them to pay for a roof over their head. It's allowing them to shop an Italian sportswear brand.
So we like to say that we help people get what they need, not so much what they want.
But it's not groceries. They're not putting groceries on this. or rent?
Definitely not rent, but maybe groceries in the future. We don't currently work with any grocery companies, but you would be surprised to hear that our average basket size in Canada is about $130. So we're not talking about large purchases right. like furniture.
You also reference for you the phrase is people don't have to endure burdensome credit checks. What's so burdensome about a credit check? It's never bothered me.
It bothers some people, and it takes a long time to fill out those forms. It's sometimes pretty hard to get a credit card.
I don't know. I strike that from your press release next time. What happens if someone doesn't pay? Do you send the loan to collections like any other loan?
No, we don't. So Bruce, our mission and vision at Sezzle is to empower the next generation financially. We believe in and promote financial responsibility. Again, we view Sezzle as a lightweight entry point to credit for young consumers. And we want
Does it help
to
build them score? Does it help them build their score?
Not currently, but we are building a financial services company around financial responsibility. Mm. So it's potentially something we could look into in the future.
Payday loans are something that are regulated provincially in Canada. Who regulates installment payments? What are some of the specific regulatory things that you have to keep in mind? I know the dynamic is different in Canada and the U.S.
Right. So our CEO, Charlie, just recently met with the CFPB in the U.S. In Canada, I believe we have talked to regulators in the past, but because I've only been doing this for 3 weeks, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, because one of the things on the U.S. side of the business is that it's almost like they're flying, and you're not the only company. There's other installment payment plans like Afterpay.
Of course.
They're flying under the radar of the regulatory world, so they're not popping up into the crosshairs of regulations.
Right. I it hasn't come up for me yet.
I guess my overall question is it seems to enable people to spend more than they have. One of the data points is very compelling to a seller is increasing the basket size by 50%. That is not compelling for the financial health of a buyer. It actually terrifies me. So I look at your model and I think, it doesn't sound like financial sustainability to me. It sounds like we're trying to get people to spend more and provide a way for them to borrow more when maybe they should really just not be shopping.
Right. And I hear that our stats prove a little bit otherwise because we have I can't give the exact stat because we're publicly traded, but our loss rates are very low. So we do get paid back most of the time. And we like to think of our decisioning model is actually based on approving what we call prime to be customers. And even those that might have been overlooked by traditional lenders, we do everything in our power to make it free for the customer. And the only time they would ever pay more than the purchase price is if they want to reschedule an installment plan, and we give the first one for free. And even then, our missed payment fee is $10, which really is just a nominal amount to make sure that there is incentive to pay on time.
Very interesting stuff. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Patrick Chan is going to be running the Sezzle business here in Canada. They've got these new installment payment plans. Much more for us to learn on that front.